The Lord will send a blessing on your barns. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people. I told you that this is a blessing to the nation and not to the individual. And that's why I was sharing with you to look for principles that can be accurately, appropriately applied on an individual basis. Because I can tell you, not all of these promises are made to every individual who is born again, even when we are fully obedient to God. And I know that this upsets some people because they just don't want to accept the fact that God has not promised, God has not determined to make every one of his people very, very wealthy in this lifetime. What I found is that very often the people who are materialistic in their thinking, who are materialistic in their mindset, are the ones who get upset when you teach the truth that God has not determined or promised that he's going to make every individual saint rich in this temporary phase of life. The people who embrace the truth of God are okay with the fact that God has not promised that he's going to make every individual child of God materially, monetarily wealthy in this temporary phase of life. That's not reality. That's not what he teaches. He makes it so clear that some of his people will be very, very wealthy, and many will not be. Some of his people will be miraculously healed, and some will not be. Grab the principles here. Right now, we're dealing with the general principles of the blessings. Soon, we'll get to the general principles involved with curses. General principles. All right, more as we wrap up with the general principles regarding blessings. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he has promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Even with regards to holiness, it is not enough for us to just say we are holy. We have to be keeping God's commands continually and consistently, and continually and consistently walking in his ways in order for God to determine that we are holy. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity. Now, check out his prosperity. In the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. How many saints do you know today who have livestock and crops in the ground? Because he said specifically, he will grant abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb. You'll be able to have children, ladies. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the young of your livestock. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the crops of your ground. Now, if we continue to take this literally and say God was saying this, making this promise to every individual believer and not just to the nation of Israel, then how will he possibly grant us abundant prosperity in the young of our livestock for the many of us who have no livestock? How will he grant us abundant prosperity in the crops of our ground when most of us have no crops in our ground? The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. That is a national promise, a promise to the nation of Israel. So many people who are materialistic in their thinking love to quote these verses and talk about how they are going to lend to many nations. And we have a lot of the televangelists, a lot of the radio evangelists who really, really harp on this. They get their money, they get paid, they're promoting their ministry to tens of thousands of people, and they're able to get income, money from thousands upon thousands of people on a regular basis, on a monthly basis, on an annual basis. And man, I mean, some of these guys and gals are paid big time. And they love to quote Deuteronomy 28 and this latter part of verse 12. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. And here's a question I have. Of all the people, whether they're televangelists or not, who love to quote this verse, who love to quote this promise, how many of the individuals who love to quote this promise and declare it is a promise to each individual believer, how many have loaned money to many nations? And that's what the promise is. You will lend to many nations. Not you will lend to one nation. You will lend to many nations. How many of the people who declare that all of Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 through 14 are promises made to every individual believer who will just believe God, even amongst those who are multi-millionaires teaching this material gospel, which is really no gospel at all, have fulfilled this promise after 30 years of getting big time payment? How many have lent? How many of each of them have lent to many nations, have loaned money to many nations? The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. Why would he tell them not to do that? Why would he say, don't turn aside from any of the commands? Do not follow other gods. Do not serve other gods. Again, a general principle that does apply to the nation and to individuals. We have got to be obedient. We have to avoid becoming idolaters. We have the Apostle Paul and others writing about that in the New Testament so frequently. We've got to stay away from idolatry. We cannot worship other gods, which in essence means you're worshiping demons.